Another day for your life and your legacy. We're glad that you joined us. We're glad that you're still tuning in, because there is still more in store for your life and your legacy. Just to remind you that please hit that like and share button. We want to make sure that you do share this content with those whom you love. Hey, you might even share with those whom don't love you. You want their life to be better, and sometimes it requires others to just recognize exactly who you are. But the only way they can is through the eyes of Jesus, is through the eyes of the Most High God. So we want to make sure that they get an opportunity to learn a little bit more about Him. And you never know. Sometimes the best thing you can do for your enemy is to make him your friend or her. So listen, today we're talking about something that is very, very, very interesting. None other than relationships. It is the fourth letter in our core. First was commitment. Second was orientation. Next was obedience. This one is relationship. And how should we delve into this? How about this? There should be a level of trust and intimacy in any relationship that will cause you to abandon your former practice. Is that true? Do you believe that in any relationship? Or do you believe that in those relationships that have proven themselves to be beneficial to you, that you should abandon your former practices, because you begin to see that because you are around a certain individual, have had a relationship with a certain individual, that your life is better because you begin to do things differently. They do things differently, so you begin to do things differently. How about this? There's been said many, many times that if you're the smartest person in the room, then maybe you should find another room. It is to be said that maybe you should find another room. I hope the people you find the next room in are people who are going to make you better, right? Not just any room. You want to find a room with people who are going to make you better. I know you say, well, it's absurd to go. No, there are people who will abandon good relationships for worse relationships. There are people who are accustomed to being abused. And when something good does show up at the doorstep, they're quickly to turn a deaf ear and close their eyes and wish for something better. I know it sounds crazy, but when you've been brought up in certain environments, you don't know how to handle good. You have difficulty handling good because you immediately think it can't be good all the time. Something about this, somewhere along the line, the wheels are just going to fall off. And you program yourself into accepting disaster and thereby accepting defeat. What if you were in a room of people who knew how to constantly perform, who knew how to rebound, who even had a plan for when things do fail to get back up on their feet? I'll give you an example. If you've ever been on a plane, guess what? They give you an emergency briefing, right? Thank God. Many of you may have never been on an airplane that required you to use that briefing. But nonetheless, you're given that briefing. It doesn't mean that the airline wants to abandon their relationship with you. They know that their relationship with you is temporal, right? You're there from one stop to the next stop. But even in that temporal relationship, they want you to understand that there may be some time where we might not get it right, or that the environment may not be conducive to us passing through it. So something may happen. And you know what? Maybe we should do the same with our own relationships, is to understand that guess what? When you get on that airplane, you are truly committed, right? You're committed. You're going to be oriented in the direction that you're supposed to go. And if you're obedient by buckling your seatbelt, you will take off. Now, here is the rub. The relationship that you've established now tells you that there may be some trouble along the way. But just in case there is trouble, this is what you do in the case of trouble. So I'm telling you right now, maybe you've been in places where people will take you to the places where you're supposed to go. and it seems good. They're actually taking you there. But you abandon this relationship. You abandon what seems good for the sake of comfortability, for the sake of those things which seem familiar. You cannot become whom you're meant to be by being familiar. You cannot become who you're meant to be by staying in the same place. Heck, I can't even get on the airplane and expect to travel to Houston from Virginia and then expect myself. I think I'd be upset if I opened up the airplane after being on there for 3 hours and still in Virginia. I might have a problem. Some of us have been getting on and saying, hey, I just want to be in the same place. Why bother? Why bother getting on the plane if you're going to be in the same place when you open the door? No, the relationship means that there's going to be some ups and downs, some bumps in the road. There are going to be some things along the way. You just need to make sure you're getting on the right aircraft. You're getting on the right plane. You're establishing, yes, in this particular analogy, you're establishing the right relationships. It's key because relationships determine how you're blessed or cursed. All relationships determine how you're blessed or cursed. So I'll pause here and I want you to think about it. All the relationships that you've ever been in, have you been blessed by them or cursed by them? Because here's maybe a revelation. Some relationships you ought to nurture, while others you ought to neuter. I'll say it one more time. I'll say it slowly. Some relationships ought to be nurtured, while there are others that should be neutered. There are relationships even with your family that you can't get away from the people, but you can stop them from depositing bad things into your life. You can stop them from saying the things that are negative that will drive you into a hole or into a dark space. You can do that. You have the power to do that by getting up and walking out of the room, by allowing them a good space and mindset to say, you know what, I really don't want to hear this from you today. It is good. It is good to set boundaries. Every good relationship, listen to what I'm saying, every good relationship has an ability to set boundaries. God loved Adam so much that even he set boundaries. He said, for every tree of the garden you can eat except for this tree. Even in love, there are boundaries. It is necessary for boundaries to be established in relationships. But be mindful that you know and you have the ability to ascertain what is a good relationship. So go back to my initial statement. There should be a level of trust and intimacy in a good relationship that will cause you to abandon your former practices. We can turn to Ruth, the book of Ruth, first chapter, verse 16, where Ruth has abandoned her old practices, all of her old practices to follow after Naomi. She says, your God will be my God, your people, my people. She's abandoning her practices because she realizes that the relationship that she's had with Naomi has been beneficial to her. And you know, it's something good to think about, that you're willing to just get rid of whatever it is that you've been doing for the sake of something better. Let's give a better example. When Elisha touched Elisha, Elisha burned the ox and every utensil he was using in order to dig up the ground so that he could follow after his call. A good relationship will cause you to abandon, especially when you know it's the right time. Right, will cause you to abandon those things. So think about it. Do you have any good relationships? Have you striked up conversations with people that you know can take you to the next level? I know it may be challenging, but I'm going to tell you, it's worth the challenge. Maybe you could just say, hey, listen, I just need a little bit of information. I need some time. Ask him if you could take him out to dinner. Ask him if you could, hey, can I just do this for you? Buy you a cup of coffee. Sit down and have a conversation. There's always an opportunity to make yourself better. And even when you think people are beyond your reach, you'll be surprised. Some people may be praying for somebody to mentor. Somebody may be praying and looking for you and you alone. Someone with the right attitude, someone with the right level of commitment, someone with the right orientation and the ability to be obedient. So here, let me slip on a little bit more. So point one, you make sure that you have a good relationship and one that will cause you to abandon your former practices so that what you were doing, especially if you know it wasn't prosperous, is left to the wayside so you can pick up new habits, new ideas, new thought patterns, new way of living. This sounds like somebody being born again, doesn't it? It does. I know sometimes we try to make it super spiritual, but the truth of the matter is being born again means that God gives you his new ideas, his new thoughts, his new ways, so that your old ways could pass away and you can pick up new ways. He is the greatest there'll ever be for a mentor. He is the one who will take you under his wing and give you the guidance. Matter of fact, he's actually written a plan for you. As a matter of fact, we read that plan on a daily basis. So here, a relationship must mature, and it will drive you deeper into a level of commitment as it matures. It even promotes what's called a virtuous cycle that promotes continued growth. If you're not on a virtuous cycle, point two, if you're not on a virtuous cycle where you see yourself constantly developing into something better, you should check your meter. You should check your commitment meter. You should check what you're hooked up to. Check that relationship. Are you in relationship with someone who will make you better? Think about it. Or are you in a relationship that you know you help make the other individual better, but you need help to keep you growing, right? You keep you growing. This is something to think about. So that could be a give and go here where you know you're in a relationship, be it your spouse, be it your children, that they're not able to pour back into you. But that doesn't mean you can't get poured into by building a relationship, a solid relationship with someone you know who's going to give you more information that you had before. How about I give you this? Point number three, the level of reveal in any relationship should equal the level of commitment. I'll take from Isaiah, the 39th chapter, verses 3 through 7. Most specifically, Isaiah 39 and 4. Then said he, "What have they seen in thine house?" And Hezekiah answered, "All that is in mine house have they seen. There is nothing among my treasures that I have not shown them." You cannot show everyone all your treasures. You can't just reveal to everybody everything. You must pick a select group of people from which you bear your heart and your soul. You must pick a select group of people who are willing and able to hear what's really on your heart and not put you in a crucible in a hole somewhere, but someone who's able to say, "I understand you. I know where you're coming from. I believe matter of fact, I've been there. So let me tell you, this is what I did to get out of it. This is how I moved to get out of it." Sometimes when you reveal too much to someone who is not vested or doesn't have a vested interest in your future, they will surely violate your trust. You don't show your treasure just to any and everyone. There is a need for you to get this concept. Maybe one day you will be able to be like Joseph and forgive people for what they've done in order to establish better relationships with the people you wish you could have or desire to have a relationship with. Joseph was able to forgive his brothers for their transgressions or their sins against him. Matter of fact, he was able to forgive them so much that he was able to say, "Hey, you know what? Am I in the place of God?" Genesis 50, verse 19. I know sometimes we talk and we speak about Genesis 50, 20, where it says what the enemy meant for evil, he's turned it around for good. But wouldn't you agree that it's more important to know what God does in me and through me than what he does for me? Because what he does for me, if he keeps blessing me, but my heart's not right, then I'm going to somehow take for granted what he's done for me. I'm grateful that God is willing to do things in me, to cultivate the goodness in me, that the greatness may come out of me. So then when he's able to show forth who I am, my gifting, my talent, my abilities to the world, then am I able to be sustained in him. I believe Psalms 30 and 6 says, "In my prosperity, I shall not be moved." So even when I am prosperous, my mind is kept is captivated. Let me put it that way. My mind is captivated by God and God alone, and not by the things or the fruits of my actions. See, that's, I think, is where we get things twisted. The fruits of the actions, we look at people who've gained wealth and gained attention, and we even call them celebrities. We look at the fruit of their actions and we think, wow, look at that. But the thing is, what has been done in them? How have they made themselves? I'm not going on what the profession may be, but how have they made themselves the quintessential, the most important, the best? How have they become the best? I tell you, they were committed. They were oriented. They were obedient. And they established the right relationships, right? This is part one. We're going to come back with part two, but they have to establish the right relationships. Relationships can determine whether or not you are, whether or not you are kept alive or you're dead. The right relationships can determine whether or not you prosper or you fail. The right relationships can determine whether or not you become someone everybody remembers, or someone they quickly forget. And finally, the right relationship can determine, are you blessed or are you cursed? So go ahead, think about it. Do you have the right relationships? Have you established the right one? Especially, have you established the right one with Christ? You know that's where I am. If you've not established the right one with Christ, I challenge you today. I know sometimes people sold Christianity short, right? But I tell you right now, if you want to do this right, if you want to walk with God right, it is not for a wimp. It is for someone who has a heart to live and to strive and to thrive, right? So I'm going to challenge you today. Do the right thing. Tell somebody you love them. Tell somebody you care.
I'm asking you to hit that like, subscribe, share button. Just make sure you tell people that there's greatness inside of them. And if you get it out, it's definitely going to be good for your life and your legacy. Until next time, we thank you for joining us. God bless.